From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Tony Cox. The twists and turns in this presidential race just keep on coming. Republican presidential candidate John McCain announced yesterday that he is suspending his campaign and was returning to Washington today to help hammer out a plan to fix the economy. In the meantime, he says he is cutting all ads and he wants to postpone Friday's debate with Senator Barack Obama. Obama says he intends to go ahead with the debate. For the latest, we have NPR's senior Washington editor, Ron Elving. Hello, Ron.
Good to be with you, Tony.
Can you explain, Ron, how this happened and why McCain decided to suspend his campaign?
Well, we can only speculate as to why he suspended his campaign or what exactly that means in his mind. It is not clear at this hour what has, in fact, been suspended. He did not appear on David Letterman last night, but he did do an interview with Katie Couric last night. He has spent the morning in New York at a political event with Bill Clinton. They were celebrating bipartisanship. It was a positive event, but it was also something, obviously, that was good for John McCain's presidential campaign. He just arrived in Washington a little over an hour ago, and was going to go to his Senate office and start to get involved, see what he could do to try to bring the various factions together and get something going with respect to this bailout plan. But now, just in the past few minutes, we have had a tentative announcement from the Democrats and Republicans who have been negotiating on this nonstop 4 days while the candidates have been out on the campaign trail, that they think they have a fundamental agreement, that they have the basis for a deal, and that they're going to continue to work and they're going to continue to fine-tune it. And I'm sure there are going to be many more developments, but that they believe they already do have an agreement that would pass the bailout.
Yesterday, both candidates, Barack Obama and John McCain, sounded very similar in their reactions and responses to the bailout, suggesting that their concerns were that there be oversight, that the taxpayers be protected, and that the bankers not be rewarded. Is there any indication of what their positions are today with regard to it?
I believe that that joint statement that came about 12 hours after the initial phone call from Barack Obama to John McCain suggesting they issue one did include all those issues. And I believe that all those issues will be addressed to some degree, if not really solved, by whatever this bailout agreement turns out to be. They're going to talk about there being more oversight. They're going to set up ways in which Congress will be involved. They're going to set up ways to limit the compensation of executives on Wall Street, particularly those for companies that are failing. They are going to have a number of protections. They're going to try to do a better job of regulating this time. But the main thing that the bailout is probably going to establish is that the money is there to save these financial institutions, to essentially indemnify everyone from damage from these toxic mortgage loans, these mortgage loans gone bad, and that the era in which we move towards ever and ever greater deregulation of the financial markets is over, and we're going to be going 180 degrees the other direction.
Let's go back and talk about the suspended campaign for a moment. What is the practical effect of that on the race for the White House?
I suspect that the main effect it's had thus far is to get everyone talking about John McCain and how he has a tendency to shake things up again, which is a big part of John McCain's campaign persona, his narrative, if you will, that he is a fellow who is inclined to do the unexpected, to move between the parties, to move on his own, to be a maverick, to be unpredictable, to throw the long ball, if you like, and sometimes that can really change things. Now, I think the McCain campaign may be telling us in the hours to come that just the shift in emphasis over the last 24 hours since he talked about suspending his campaign, it's been a little less than 24 hours since the mid-afternoon announcement that he wanted to do that on Wednesday, that just that alone changed the atmosphere in Washington. And even before he returned to Washington, the fruits of that were visible. That's obviously going to be a debatable proposition. I think a lot of people are going to relate to this as having been a kind of campaign device that had very little effect on the actual bailout negotiations. But those two sides will contend.
I have less than 30 seconds for your answer. And the question is it fair to ask whether or not Sarah Palin could have continued campaigning?
Well, I don't think that there's really been much of a change even in John McCain's own schedule. I don't know of anything he dropped from his schedule other than that one interview with David Letterman, and I haven't seen a change in Sarah Palin's schedule. But all this may be moot if, in fact, the conditions for resuming John McCain's campaign are being met by the negotiators on Capitol Hill.
Ron, thank you very much.
My pleasure, Tony.
That was NPR's senior Washington editor, Ron Elving. He joined us from our studios in Washington, D.C.